The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Susan Dellinger from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next hour, I'll be reading to you from Oprah Magazine, April 2019, Volume 20, Number 4. And this is the second of four installments of the April issue. On this month's cover, Oprah is pictured against a verdant backdrop of a tropical rainforest. Her bright red, ankle-length, gauzy red caftan stands out against the green foliage. She's ready for a hiking adventure with her whittled walking stick, straw hat, and tan leather hiking boots. The cover quote from Oprah this month is, "The earth has taken excellent care of us. Let's return the favor." Let's start this installment with The Greener World According to Gale. And in the upper right-hand corner, Gale sports snazzy exercise gear as she poses next to a ballet bar in an exercise studio. Her pastel peachy coral sleeveless top is worn with dark evergreen stretchy pants. Their abstract floral pattern is in a lighter shade of the same green with some dark coral accents. And Gale says, "Move. You shouldn't have to sacrifice style to shop consciously," and outdoor apparel company Patagonia agrees. These floral-inspired leggings are 85% recycled polyester. The tank is 100%. And both feel cozy and stretchy. And with colors so bright, everyone at the gym knew I was there. Kudos, Patagonia. The tank is $39 and the leggings are $69 at Patagonia.com. Here's a bonus. Both pieces are fair trade certified, so I know for sure they're made in factories that pay workers a living wage. And under the heading shop, we have a pair of glasses with a thin gold gold tone keyhole bridge and slender temples with a thick tortoiseshell look to the rims, and they have a little playful cat-eye point at the temple. They have gray gradient lenses, which are lighter at the bottom. Gale says, "I knew I'd find great stuff for this issue, but responsible sunglasses? These cute frames, part of eyewear designer Moto's Echo line, are made in part from renewable castor seed oil and support the nonprofit Trees for the Future. For every pair sold, a tree is planted. More than 2 million to date." Now that's shady. $170 at moto.com. Under the heading strut, we have some multicolored snakeskin sandals with a super tall and skinny heel and a thin ankle strap and a single 3/4-inch strap that goes across the toes. Gale says, "When I first saw this shoe, it screamed sexy. One adjective that didn't come to mind? Sustainable. But the snakeskin patterned sandal is made from PETA-approved, partly recycled polyester. The heels are a bit high for me, so I can't dance the night away in them, but they sure can get me to dinner in style. They're $345 at AaronNewYork.com. Beside the heading watch, we have a drone aerial view of a large but irregular field that has been planted with swerving and circular rows that create a dancing geometric pattern. When filmmaker John Chester and his wife Molly got kicked out of their L.A. apartment in 2011 because of their barking dog, Todd, they could have found another rental. Instead, the couple invested in 200 acres of drought-stricken land in Ventura County, California. Their inspiring documentary, The Biggest Little Farm, follows the 8 years it took to turn the property into a lush paradise. As Molly says in the film, "Hardships make dreams feel so much more alive." And next we have a picture of, at first glance, some diner food. We're looking down at a cast iron skillet that's full of mac and cheese. We've got a plate of waffles with some toppings. And then we've got a burger with a piece of lettuce on it, a little ramekin side dish of ketchup, and some shoestring French fries. And under the heading Taste, dining out with my favorite vegan friend, Senator Cory Booker, has opened me up to a whole new world. Case in point, New York City's Urban Vegan Kitchen, where we recently enjoyed dairy-free lasagna and a chicken and, excuse me, that would be seitan-based chicken and waffles. In the past, some vegan meals have left me A, still hungry, and B, detecting a chalky aftertaste. But this food was so yummy that I ordered a few dishes to share with those staffers. Delicious is delicious, no matter what it's made of. Now, the big picture that starts the Live Your Best Life section of the magazine this month is a full-page photo of about half a dozen preschoolers in a park picking up recyclable trash. So there's green grass and trees in the background. They're picking up water bottles, takeout food, clam shells, and putting them in trash and recycling tubs. And the quote is from Ursula Le Guin. To use the world well, to be able to stop wasting it and our time in it, we need to relearn our being in it. And when we turn the page, we have what used to be the gratitude meter, and this month it's called the High Five, a whole handful of fresh ideas to cheer about this month. First off, there's a picture of a bee. There's a golden background, and this bee is on this fluffy little yellow flower. Bees needs. Heard the buzz? Finnish researchers recently developed the first ever edible vaccine for honeybees called Prime Bee to help fight American fowl brood, a highly infectious and fatal disease, decimating hives worldwide. If successful, the treatment could one day be altered to protect against other diseases and infections threatening our indispensable pollinator. Wings crossed. Next up, we have some t-shirts hanging on a clothesline, and they're those baseball shirts with the raglan sleeves and the white body to the shirt, and then colored sleeves. The first one has blue sleeves and a little blue binding around the neck, and it has an emblem for the Rocky Mountain National Park. So it's got a great big mountain with lots of colors in it. And let's see, one of the other shirts says National Parks Are for Lovers with a big heart on it. And there's one for Joshua Tree. So let's read about this. Parks and Transformation. When federal shutdowns and budget cuts put pressure on the national park system, someone needs to lend a hand. Thanks to Parks Project, that someone can be you. The company sells vintage-inspired apparel and accessories to help fund backlogged maintenance for national parks. Since 2014, it's already helped bankroll 24 ongoing initiatives, including planting more than 7,000 native species in California's Joshua Tree. And you can go to parksproject.us. Our third of five high five things is big picture. Remember when President Trump announced that the U.S. would withdraw from the Paris Agreement on climate change? The documentary Paris to Pittsburgh picks up where that moment left off, highlighting the work of forward-thinking scientists, politicians, and everyday people who are taking it upon themselves to fight for the planet. Visit ParisToPittsburgh.com to find out how you can bring the inspiring film to a theater near you. And there are three pictures from the film, and they're kind of lined up like they're a bit of 35mm film, you know, with the bands on each side that have the little sprocket holes in them. The first is a silhouette of a surfer walking out towards the ocean with the setting sun in the background. The next one's a young boy feeding a calf. The calf's in a pen, and the young boy has this big bottle full of milk. And at the bottom, we have what's left of a burned-out house. There's a standing chimney and some columns around it. The next item is message received. If you're stuck between I want to do right by the earth and but I have no clue where to start, subscribe to the e-newsletter Today We Will. Every weekday, you'll be encouraged to make small, easily achievable lifestyle tweaks. Wash produce in a bowl to save water. Opt for clay over plastic planters. That will pay off over time. Today We Will newsletter.com. So they have a picture here of five little clay pots lined up, and they've got, well, some herbs, mint, basil, and I think that's some parsley in there. And then the final item is an old-fashioned water fountain, and this is taken outside with this arc of water. They've angled the camera below it, so you've got this arc of water kind of glistening in the sunlight. Water, water everywhere. Picture it. You're out and about, painfully parched, and your trusty Swell or Nalgene has not a drop for you to drink. Instead of buying a $3 bottled water, tap into Tap, the free app, think Google Maps for hydration, crowdsources a network of 40,000 plus restaurants, cafes, and public fountains to point you toward the nearest refilling station. You can even add your own go-to sipping spot to the ever-growing resource at findtap.com. And my best life this month is with the celebrity Laurie Metcalf. And Laurie's sitting on an old-fashioned metal stool with, she's wearing jeans, soft draping white blouse, a black blazer, very classic, narrow lapel, little notched collar, and a pair of boots that mimic crocodile, but on a large scale. And her hair is short. She's got some pearl earrings on. Why we love Laurie Metcalf? Because she's an acting marvel whose characters, from Roseanne's sublimely goofy Aunt Jackie to a feminist reimagining of Ibsen's Nora, never leave us. What she's up to, starring in the provocative, politically inventive Broadway play Hillary and Clinton. What she can't live without. One cheesy family photograph, she says. About 10 years ago, my oldest child organized a trip to Sears with the younger three to have a portrait made. It looks like something out of the 1950s. All four kids are even lined up according to height, but I absolutely love it. I take this little picture with me everywhere I go. She also can't live without podcasts. When I'm between jobs, I do the mom thing full on, and because I still have a 13-year-old daughter in school, I'm basically a chauffeur, so now I can't leave home without having a few podcasts downloaded. I'm in love with The Moth. I'm astonished by each of the storytellers. Some are gripping, some are emotional, some are flat out hysterical. Honestly, I don't think I could do it. She also can't live without her peers. When I need advice, I look horizontally. I check out how many friends who are at the same stage of life as I am are dealing with their kids or career highs and lows or aging. Seeing their reactions helps put my own life in perspective. And the last thing she can't do without, Jamaica. My family goes every few years. We recently got back from a trip there. I found myself looking up 4, 5, 6 times a day there and thinking, that's beautiful. Or I taste something and I go, that's wonderful. Or I'm in the water and go, that feels delightful. I'm present because the experiences are so sensual. And those moments when you appreciate something as it's happening are rare. And we have one more quote from Laurie. Double green olive pizza. Pizza is my number one desert island food pick, especially if it's well done with lots of olives. It's about salt, salt, and more salt, and then a lot of water by my bedside. Let's look now at the Let's Eat section. And the first page, against a white background, drop, they have thin slices of beets. Now, most of them are really dark, but it's gradient. They're all overlapping. We've got the really dark red beet red ones at the top, and then there's a band in the middle that are kind of white and red, and then across the bottom of the page, they're golden. The singular sensation beets. Whether you go for the classic red beet or prefer the slightly subtler taste of a golden variety, the sweet root vegetable is an earthy delight in more ways than one. We're going to say it. Beets can't be beat. They instantly add depth to meals and snacks. Plus, they're water efficient and relatively low on pesticides, according to Andrew Diaz, co-founder of Miami's Produce and Pantry Farm. That means they're as sustainable as they are delectable. Sound bites. Unwashed beets will stay fresh for about 2 weeks in your crisper, giving you plenty of time to use them before losing them to your compost or trash. Skip canned beets if possible. Even if you recycle, it still takes energy to repurpose aluminum, and the flavor of produce aisle picks is so much better. And then they have a little piece of artwork here. It's a cake on a green cake stand being decorated with pink icing. Use beet juice as a natural, package-free food coloring. Grate a scrubbed raw beet over a thin towel. Gently wrap gratings and squeeze into frosting or cake batter. And now we have two recipes. The first one is beet crostini, and they show these on kind of an angular white tray. There are half-moon beet slices that are fanned out across the top of a sour cream spread on crostini slices. This makes 8 servings with a total time of 35 minutes. Here are the ingredients. 1/2 cup of sour cream, 2 tablespoons of prepared horseradish squeezed of excess moisture, 1/4 teaspoon of ground black pepper plus more for sprinkling, 1/4 cup of chopped mint, 1 medium baguette, sliced and toasted. Kosher salt, 8 ounces, about 3 small beets, cooked, peeled, and sliced into half moons. Zest of 1 lemon, thinly sliced. In a small bowl, combine sour cream, horseradish, and pepper, and stir in mint. Spread mixture on bread, top with sliced beets, and sprinkle with salt, pepper, and lemon zest. Arrange on a platter and serve. Try using sweeter orange zest in place of lemon. Now, the second and final recipe is beet, orange, and quinoa salad. And so they show this pottery plate with quinoa and beet wedges and orange wedges scattered over the top, as well as spring onion slices. This makes 4 servings with a total time of 25 minutes. Here are the ingredients. 1 1/3 cups quinoa rinsed, 2 navel oranges, 1 teaspoon of extra virgin olive oil, 1 teaspoon of white wine vinegar, 16 ounces, about 6 small beets, cooked, peeled, and cut into 1/2-inch thick wedges, 1 scallion finely chopped plus sliced scallion for serving, optional. Pinch of kosher salt, pinch of ground black pepper. Here are the instructions. In a medium saucepan, bring quinoa and 2 cups of water to a boil. Then reduce heat and simmer, partially covered, for 12 minutes. Remove from heat, cover, and let sit for 5 minutes, then fluff with a fork. Meanwhile, in a large bowl, finely grate zest of 1 orange, about 1 teaspoon. Remove both orange's peels and white pith. Working over bowl, cut oranges into segments, adding to bowl along with juice. Squeeze membranes for any additional juice. Drizzle with oil and vinegar. Add beets, chopped scallion, and salt and pepper. Gently toss to combine. Divide quinoa among 4 plates, then top with beaten orange mixture. Sprinkle with sliced scallion if desired. And here's a tip. Cook beets fast. Wash, cut off roots, slice in halves or quarters for big beets, and steam until tender about 15 minutes. Let cool, then remove skins. We'll move now to one of the special feature articles this month, and it's called Wear and Care. A loving way to treat the earth is to carefully cultivate a tiny corner of it, your closet. We've got smart ideas for doing just that, plus planet-friendly fashion, as gorgeous as nature itself. And we have a 10-page fashion spread here. The first scene on page one is looking down a wide fenced path, which is very straight, and it's lined with 100-foot-tall pine trees. The tawny brown pine needles make up the floor of the path and the paddocks on the earth of each side. The green treetops are so high up that the entire scene mimics a soaring medieval cathedral with its central aisle and heavenward reaching stone columns. Our model is leading a flock of sheep towards us on this path. She's wearing a peachy coral umpire waist, strapless satin, sparsely embellished with embroidered flowers, dress, which comes just below her knees. She has a staff in one hand, and she carries her square straw bag by its 6-inch loop handle in her other hand. Her rain boots, or wellies, are a dusty pink. The warm brown of the skin of her long arms and bare shoulders glows in the aura of dusk. Her natural curly hair falls just below her shoulders, and its full body is as wide as her shoulders. The dress is from Rokas. It's available to rent from Armorium. For more rental sites and other ways to expand your wardrobe sustainably, see New to You on page 109. Earrings and the ring are from Pippa Small. The handbag is from Bruna Company, and the rain boots are from Roma Boots. Our next model is pictured in an area that looks like it's on the same farm with the same straw beds in the paddock, and she's stepping out from the side of a barn, a shed, that's clad in wooden shingles and this really dark, sort of like coffee brown color. And she's wearing silky pajama cut apricot pants under this long and full front buttoning dress that's the skirt of which is unbuttoned. And it's in a similar sort of pale peachy color with a floral pattern on it. So it's got this little bit of olive green foliage and these beautiful kind of darker shades of this peachy coral in this watercolor look fluffy flower. The silky fabrics contrast with her tan rain boots and an oversized rumpled tan canvas bucket hat. And the model holds this 3-foot floral spray that has some purple wisteria, some silvery green lamb's ear leaves, and other greenery. The dress is $595 and the pants are $375 from Mara Hoffman. 100% woven tinsel sourced from the pulp of sustainably harvested trees and manufactured in a mill that primarily uses renewable energy. The hat is from Hat Attack, and the rain boots are from Alice and Whittles. We have a quote here from Mara Hoffman, president and creative director. As a brand, we believe in uniform dressing, taking a step back and understanding need versus want, buying less and wearing more, wearing more and washing less. We want each piece of clothing to be seen as special, to serve a purpose, to bring happiness, and to have the power of transformation. And this model is a different model from the one who was leading the sheep in the previous picture. She has more of a dark olive complexion and long wavy hair. So they're very similar in their look. On page 3 of the spread, we have some text here that goes, Though we've embraced meatless Mondays and reusable straws, we may still balk at the idea of eco fashion. Isn't that for hippies, happy to shroud themselves in burlap? But sustainable clothing is casting off its sackcloth and ashes reputation. Celebrities are swanning about it in upcycled couture at the Green Carpet Awards. Julianne Moore has rocked a Salvatore Ferragamo gown made of recovered sea plastic. Emma Watson, a custom Louis Vuitton dress made out of recycled bottles. Designers are using discarded fish scales instead of sequins, turning algae into sneaker insoles, producing jackets in luxury pineapple leather. That may sound bizarre, but so not long ago did cars powered by battery packs, says Danny Seo, green lifestyle expert and host of the TV series Naturally, Danny Seo, who says, quote, "Once we needed Cameron Diaz to tell us what a Prius was, but these days they're everywhere. There was a time when organic food was a niche thing. Fashion seems to be one of the last areas to make the shift, but it's happening," end of quote. And not a moment too soon. The clothing industry is one of the biggest global polluters, says environmental scientist Linda Greer. It produces around 20% of the planet's wastewater and 10% of its carbon emissions, beating the airline business and maritime shipping combined, according to the UN. The rise of cheap, plentiful, fast fashion has fueled the crisis. Since 2000, global clothing production has at least doubled. Compared with 19 years ago, the average person now buys 60% more items annually and keeps them about half as long. Every second, the equivalent of one garbage truck full of textiles is put in a landfill or burned. Amanda Hurst, co-founder of the ethical retail site Maison de Mode, says, quote, "The issues have become so urgent that we can no longer turn a blind eye to the problem," end of quote. In 2009, Walmart and Patagonia joined forces to create the Sustainable Apparel Coalition, which now includes such brands as Nordstrom, JCPenney, and H&M, to promote more responsible practices and to develop tools that measure environmental impact. But while we can and should educate ourselves about retailers and materials, the most important thing we can do is buy mindfully, says Livia Firth, co-founder and creative director of EcoAge, a consultancy that advises companies on ethical business practices, and executive producer of The True Cost, a 2015 documentary that examines the environmental and social perils of fashion. Firth says, quote, "When you find something in a shop, stop and ask yourself, will I get a minimum of 30 wears out of this? You'd be surprised how many times the answer is no. Consumers need to change how we think about our wardrobes. And by the way, I hate the word consumer, which implies consuming is all we should do. I prefer a citizen, which makes us responsible to each other," end of quote. And on page 3 is the backdrop to that information. We have a model who's reclining in a field of tall, golden straw-colored broom sage grass. She has an open book resting on her tummy, and she's wearing a burnt orange, generously sized overcoat, and the skirt of her indigo silky floral dress covers her knees. Large watercolor-like blossoms in sienna to match the coat, and pale pink are adorning this silky fabric. Her shoes are tan leather slides with 2-inch straps that crisscross over her toes. The coat is $670 and the dress $395 from Nanuska, a company committed to sustainable practices. The sandals are from Siseko. And next we have some information about our favorite wardrobe item, the jeans. Gene mapping. Those innocent-looking bootcuts may be your wardrobe's worst offender. Consider the life of an average pair. And we have 5 steps here. Cotton is cultivated and spun into yarn. Growing cotton involves a lot of water. Conventional cotton farming also makes use of fertilizers, pesticides, and herbicides, which can contaminate soil, rivers, lakes, and groundwater. Next, the yarn is dyed and woven into fabric. Synthetic indigo dye, it gives most jeans their color, requires a substantial amount of toxic chemicals, which produce wastewater that can harm marine life and water supplies. The third step, the fabric is finished. That means it's brushed and washed to eliminate post-purchase shrinkage, which means using more water. From start to finish, manufacturing a traditional pair reportedly takes about 1,500 gallons of water. The fourth step, next, it's stitched into jeans. They may then be treated for a worn-in look. Yes, more water and chemicals. Distressing can use pumice stones, which flake off, and combine with fibers and dust to form an unsavory byproduct, sludge. And finally, then you buy, wash, and sooner or later get rid of them. The one way in which jeans are more eco-friendly than other clothes, they can be washed much less often. Opt for cold water and air dry. Some of the forward-thinking companies piecing together better ways to do denim, and there are 5 of them here, Tommy Hilfiger. USA.Tommy.com uses energy-saving techniques throughout the entire manufacturing process, including nebulization technology, to reduce water and chemical consumption by up to 70%. The brand will launch a line of 100% recycled cotton denim this spring. Everlane at Everlane.com recycles 98% of the water used to manufacture its jeans, which are 85% air dried, saving electricity. Madewell and J. Crew, Madewell.com and J.Crew.com encourage consumers to bring old jeans, any brand, to their stores. Eventually, they're made into housing insulation instead of being thrown in landfills. Levi's, Levi.com, which is a member of the Better Cotton Initiative, BCI, a consortium of companies working to develop more sustainable farming practices, intends to use only responsibly sourced cotton by 2020. And finally, DL1961.com. Jeans are made in partially solar-powered factories using natural indigo dye, with less than 10 gallons of water per pair. And on this, our 4th of the 10 pages, our next outfit is an organic denim pants and top. The model's holding a parasol that's been fashioned out of banana leaves, and she's standing at the base of a huge vine-covered tree. The lightweight denim top and pants, without any pre-washing, they're nice and crisp looking. The shrug top is a kimono style that wraps across the front, and it creates a V neckline and hits at the top of the hips with a wide band that fits the body, and this creates kind of a gentle blousing of the bodice. The kimono sleeves end just above the elbow. Wipe top stitching accents the neckline and sleeve and hem. White top stitching also creates big circles surrounding the ankled inside pockets just above the waist. The matching generous cut pants wrap at an angle just above the ankle. She wears slides of pale pink fabric that have huge bows over the toes. The top is $550 and the jeans are $550 at Zero and Maria Cornho. 100% organic cotton denim certified by Cradle to Cradle, a nonprofit that supports environmentally and socially ethical practices. Slides are from Brother Vellies. On page 5, we're in another paddock with the fresh straw and the pine trees and like perfect columns in the background and creosote fencing. Our models in this picture are wearing exercise clothing, and their hair is pulled back in tight buns. The first model is standing on her hands and toes, with the other model doing the same, but just in the opposite direction, so that her toes are on the first model's shoulders and her hands are wrapped around the model who's on the bottom. They're wrapped around her ankles. And then a goat stands on all top of them to create the pyramid. The model on the bottom wears a stretchy indigo blue top with fuchsia stretch pants. The top model wears gray and black color-blocked pants in this sort of swirl pattern with a bright orange-red long-sleeve top. On top, we have recycled nylon, $79, and leggings, recycled polyester, $89 from Athleta. On the bottom model, we have a recycled nylon top from Athleta, $79. Leggings, 79% recycled polyester made from water bottles at Girlfriend Collective for $68. And the text on this page says Model Citizen, Grace Meharry at Grace Meharry. When she's not modeling, experimenting with vegan recipes, or doing yoga, that's her supporting the goat and balancing on yoga teacher Heather Ruth. Grace Meharry is on a mission. During a visit to her parents' native, Eritrea, in 2011, Meharry saw how many people live with little to no access to electricity and wanted to help. Her nonprofit, Project CHI, focuses on renewable energy solutions for emerging communities. She says, quote, "Our goal is to empower and enable them to further develop," end of quote. In Tigrinya, one of Eritrea's languages, Sihai is pronounced Sahai, which translates to sun. So when the shoe brand Sons proposed collaborating on a design with a portion of the proceeds helping fund Project Sahai solar power projects around the world, the partnership felt like a natural fit. Meharry says, quote, "We thought it was a fun way to spread awareness. We're certainly working to equip a primary school in Tanzania with solar power," end of quote. Now on page 6, the fabrics of our lives. Tara St. James, sustainability consultant and production coordinator at the Brooklyn Fashion and Design Accelerator, which nurtures up-and-coming fashion professionals in ethical design, on the textiles we should be buying and banishing. Best in class, linen is excellent because it typically requires less water and pesticides than cotton. If you're buying cotton, buy certified organic since it's not grown with synthetic pesticides. I'm also a big fan of recycled denim and leather. Brands take the scraps that would otherwise go into landfills, pulverize them, and make new textiles, almost like a fabric version of particle board. Wool is great because it's biodegradable, though it's not an option for vegans, obviously. Smart substitutes. Natural fibers just can't achieve certain qualities like waterproofing, so sometimes synthetics are necessary. When buying items like bathing suits, veer toward recycled polyester or nylon. The no-goes. Avoid traditional polyester or virgin nylon. Resources like crude oil are used to manufacture these fibers. And of course, that's not sustainable long term. Workout gear that's 100% spandex is also a no-no. It can't be recycled, so it ends up in landfills or is incinerated. Fleece is problematic because the microplastics it releases in the washing machine end up in our water supply. To minimize that, wash fleece in a mild detergent. Try e-cover, method, or seventh generation. And use the gentle setting on your machine. The less harsh and abrasive the wash, the fewer microplastics will be released. Up and coming, I'm excited about bioengineered fabrics like orange fiber, which Salvatore Ferragamo used in a 2017 capsule collection. The company makes the silky cellulose-based fiber similar to Tencel or Modal, using organic waste from the citrus industry in Sicily. It's the future. And our next picture is a model who leans against a wooden and chicken wire fence with chickens busy at her feet. And again, we have that same scene in the background of the tall, super tall pine trees and the paddocks with the brown creosote fencing. She's wearing a tall, medium width brimmed straw hat over a thick white cropped sweater with sleeves that are full just above the close-fitting wrist. A sliver of midriff shows above the pale sage silky long wrap skirt, which the model holds up in front, sort of at mini skirt length. She's wearing mid-calf pastel pink wellies. The sweater is hand-knit with 42% cashmere and 40% virgin wool. Alejandra Alonso Rojo. It's $1,195. The skirt, hand-dyed silk, is also from Alejandro Alonso Rojo, and it's $1,695. The hat is from Green Pacha, and the rain boots are from Roma Boots. And now under the heading New to You, Wise Ways to Mix Up Your Wardrobe. It's been estimated that we wear only 20% of our wardrobe regularly, so why do we still want more? Annabelle Maldonado, founder of The Psychology of Fashion, go TPOF-thepsychologyoffashion.com, says, "When we buy something, we get a dopamine-infused feeling of novelty in the brain," end of quote. Here are sustainable ways to get that high. There are three of them. Shop your closet. In the hashtag 10x10 challenge on Instagram, participants wear only 10 different items in 10 different combos for 10 days. Check it out and get inspired by how little you need to make a big style impact. The second of three, buy from secondhand sites. You'll find gently used clothes, bags, shoes, and accessories for a fraction of the cost. For designer goods, try The Real Real or Tradesy. For a range of low to high-end, go to Poshmark or ThredUp. For new pieces, shop ThredUp's line Remade. When you've had your fill, the site will buy them back for 40% of the retail value. If every garment were returned to the circular economy, the clothing industry would reduce waste and emissions by 73%, according to a 2018 ThredUp report. And finally, trade or borrow. Purge your closet, then host a clothing swap with friends. Visit globalfashionexchange.org/toolkit for tips. Or cruise rental sites like Armorium for luxury goods, Gwenny B for plus sizes, Rent the Runway, or La Tote. You'll find a rotating selection of items that can be temporarily yours, usually with the option to purchase. Maldonado says, quote, "These resources are a godsend for our need to experiment. If you like a style, you can buy it, confident that it'll be part of the 20% of your wardrobe that you will love," end of quote. And when we turn the page to page 7 of this 10-page spread, we have a model who's stretched across a chair, her knee over the arm, and she's inside a pine board-lined barn. A utility light with its wire cage protecting the bare bulb hangs from the rafters. The model wears creamy white natural fabrics, a thick cardigan over a slinky, silky camisole with wide-legged cropped pants. She's got light tan, almost blush pink flat slides, and a soft woven, scrunchy, wide-brimmed hat with her mass of dark hair spilling out over her shoulders. The cardigan is 100% organic cotton, and it's $448. The camisole is 74% Tencel, made from responsibly harvested trees, and 24% recycled polyester, and it's $148 from Eileen Fisher. The cropped pants are 100% organic cotton. They're $550 from Zero and Maria Cornhoe. The hat is from Hat Attack, and the slides are from Ancient Greek Sandals. Under the heading Nice Outfit, meet the Queen of Green Fashion. Eileen Fisher, who launched her beloved line 35 years ago, was thinking about sustainability long before it was a buzzword. She says, quote, "My mother was from the Depression era and saved every scrap, so the idea of not wasting anything is in my blood," end of quote. In 2016, Eileen Fisher became a B Corporation, a certification that recognizes social and environmental performance, transparency, and accountability. The company's initiatives range from the big picture. By next year, it intends to offer 100% organic cotton and linen, as well as merino wool from ethical farms, and to use cleaner dyeing methods and alternative energy sources. To the small. At its tiny factory in Irvington, New York, workers sort through clothes gathered via the Renew program, which allows customers to return their worn Eileen Fisher items and receive a $5 credit for each one. Gently used garments are sold at Renew shops, select Eileen Fisher locations, or online, EileenFisherRenew.com. The rest are refashioned into limited-run lines or turned into pillows or wall art. Fisher says, quote, "I love to see the creative solutions that emerge when you lean into a difficult problem," end of quote. To help launch the next generation of fashion troubleshooters, Fisher established the Social Innovator Award, which offers students a year-long residency to work on sustainable design challenges. She says, quote, "We need more advanced technology like waterless production methods, and everyone in the industry has to share what we learn. Otherwise, we'll be out of business. In this world, we can't do anything alone anymore." On page 8 of the 10-page spread, our model runs in a paddock of green grass with a big woven basket full of garden vegetables, most notably big bunches of carrots. A bay horse with its brown body and black mane and tail playfully chases her. She's wearing a black dress with colorful vertical stripes, and the dress has short sleeves, and it's a mid-calf length skirt. It's close-fitting in the bodice, the waist, and the hips. The full skirt is generous enough for running in a paddock. The fabric's narrow, colorful stripes are broken with about a 12-inch wide band of fabric at the hip and at the knee, and these bands of fabric have the same colors as the stripes, but the stripes in the bands are as wide as 4 inches. Her rain boots are classic green with a mock white lace-up that runs up the front. The dress, created from textiles woven by artisans in India and manufactured with ecologically responsible methods at a zero-waste facility, is from Ace and Jig, and it's $464. The rain boots are from Roma Boots. And we have a quote from Carmen Busquet, founder of CarmenBusquet.com, humanitarian and World Wildlife Federation Council member. "Understanding the patience and painstaking care that go into the craftsmanship of artisans gives us a fresh perspective on the market and on our closet. We prize these items more and will be much more inclined to take care of them and not throw them away." When we turn the page to page 9 of 10, we have a model who's leaning against hay bales that are stacked in the loft of a barn. The background is all rustic aged pine boards and golden hay. She wears a long, full-skirted dress with a halter top. The massive skirt is ballooned out to display the big photographic quality floral print of pale lilac and peacock blue, black-centered, I'm not sure if they're daisies, black-eyed Susans, but these flowers are 2 or 3 feet in diameter. Her shoes are tan flat slides with oversized bows at the toe. The dress is 34% organic linen and 36% silk, and it's from the H&M Conscious Collection, and it's $299. The slides are from Brother Valleys. Under the heading Model Citizen, Summer Rain Oaks at Homestead, Brooklyn. With a name like that, yes, it's real, Oakes was almost destined to be an advocate for the earth. Holding degrees in environmental sciences and entomology from Cornell University, she aims to help people become more attuned to nature with gardening ideas, healthy recipes, and outdoorsy travel tips on her site, homesteadbrooklyn.com. Her fourth book, How to Make a Plant Love You, is due out in July. She says, quote, "Most people think of potted plants as decorative objects, but they bring psychological benefits. Tending them is a path to greater mindfulness." And across the bottom of the page, under the heading Make It Right, who really pays for cheap clothing? When activist Livia Firth walked into a Bangladeshi clothing factory, she says, quote, "It was one of the most shocking experiences of my life. There were barred windows and an armed guard. Every floor was packed with women working in production lines," end of quote. Workers told her of 12-hour days with no bathroom breaks. For generating 150 pieces an hour, they earned $48 per month. Firth, who adds that at EcoAge, the sustainability consultancy she co-founded, social responsibility and environmental responsibility are entwined. She says, quote, "I thought, who made the clothing I'm wearing today? The environmental impact of fast fashion is ginormous, but the level of output is only possible because these companies use slave labor," end of quote. In America, 97% of the clothing we buy is imported, mostly from developing countries where unsafe working conditions and unfair wages are commonplace. Designer Ursula de Castro, who co-founded the movement Fashion Revolution after the Rana Plaza building collapse that killed more than 1,100 Bangladeshi garment workers in 2013, says, quote, "Consumers have to vote with both our wallets and our attitudes," end of quote. During Fashion Revolution Week each April, the organization invites people to post photos of themselves using the hashtag hashtag who made my clothes and tagging the brands they're wearing. De Castro says, quote, "A lot of companies can't even answer the simple question. That's how complicated the supply chain is. But each year we get more responses. As consumers, we have to keep asking. That's our motto, be curious," end of quote. Ask your favorite brands, hashtag who made my clothes, or check out hashtag I made your clothes, posted by workers and manufacturers worldwide during this year's Fashion Revolution Week, April 22nd to 28th. And on the very last page, high-end hopes. When Stella McCartney launched her ready-to-wear line in 2001, her proudly vegan designs, no fur, leather, or feathers, were on the fashion fringe. Since then, lots of big-time designers have bid farewell to fur, including Gucci, Burberry, and Versace. And that's just one way luxury labels are doing right by our natural resources. In early 2019, it was announced that the international fashion conglomerate Kering, which has 14 luxury brands under its umbrella, including Saint Laurent and Alexander McQueen, was ranked the second most sustainable corporation in the world. Kering is committed to reducing its overall carbon emissions 50% by 2025 and eliminating the use of hazardous chemicals among its companies. Sure, not all of us can afford a straight-off-the-runway creation, but it's encouraging to see that those who set the trends are taking their influence seriously. New York City designer Maria Cornho has been a leading force in eco-conscious fashion for more than two decades. Her spring 2017 collection featured fabric made from wool pup. She says, quote, "Sustainable design can still be interesting, sensual, exciting. We need to make it desirable and undisposable. We want to create pieces you can pass down to your kids," end of quote. And our final scene is on the farm, and this fashion photo is taken just inside the main entrance of an elegant barn. The natural timbers that support the roof and the walls are shiplap pine. The 20-foot-tall arched doors are open to the outside, and they're flat boards are stained a coffee brown. In the foreground is a wooden spiral staircase and its handrails and the 16-inch wide pine board that anchors the steps are bent. They're bent wood and they spiral like a ribbon up to the loft, which is about 20 foot above. The model stands on about the fourth step up, wearing a form-fitting long dress, and it has a white, stretchy, minimal tank top and a navy skirt that's A-line. The dress is 90% virgin wool and 10% cashmere. It's manufactured with environmentally and socially responsible methods. It's from Gabriella Hurst, and it's $2,700. Hurst, the fashion designer, says, "I grew up on a ranch in Uruguay where living sustainably was a given. Being in contact with nature from a very young age makes you understand her power and why we need to have respect. It's very important for us to create with that respect in mind." As we wrap up the second installment, let's look at an item or two from the O List. A few earth-friendly products we think are just great. And on the first page, against the white background, we have some hand-woven baskets with leather straps on them. Sack it to me. We heart these cheery totes, hand-woven by women in Rwanda. They're called lunch pails because of their shape. They're round, just a little bit graduated. But if you want to throw a pair of flip-flops in, who's going to stop you? They're $395 each at SestaCollective.com. They have these nice, wide, kind of 1.5-inch leather straps that also bind the inside. On the next page, it says Stir the Moment. These rustic but sleek hardwood spatulas, very angular, are made of lumber milled from fallen trees. They're available in walnut, cherry, maple, and spalted maple, which is not a typo, but a real type of wood. They're originally $72 each, but now 20% off with code Oprah at NewYorkHeartWoods.com. And with that, we've run out of time for today's episode of Oprah Magazine. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Susan Dellinger, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, TriangleReadingService.org. So long until next time. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138.